Thank you very much. It's a great pleasure for me to speak here about foliation and its dynamics. The plan of my talk is the following. I intend to say a few words about introduction, and then about geometric entropy of foliated spaces and exceptional minimal sense. Next, about constructions of foliated spaces. Fourth point will be minimal foliated spaces with positive entropy. And next one, exotic lattice action . And the last point, if I have enough time, I will say about sketches of proofs. So let's start from introduction. If we try to speak about dynamics of foliated spaces, we usually mean the exceptional minimal sets and geometric entropy. Of foliated spaces. Exceptional minimal sets in foliated spaces are analogous to attractors in standard dynamical system. So the dynamics of foliated spaces, in fact, reduce to dynamics on exceptional minimal sets. If you want to characterize exceptional minimal sets, we can speak about characterization up to shape, up to homomorphies or diffeomorphies, or we can study the dynamics near exceptional minimal sets. A little later I will provide a detailed definition of exceptional minimal set, but now let's say what is known about one-dimensional case. For example, if we have fractals, we can speak about the shape of Sierpinski gasket or something similar to Sierpinski gasket, or something which isn't homomorphic to its Sierpinski caput, or another fractals. So we have shapes of fractals. General notion. For codimension one foliation, it is known that exceptional minimal set is transversally homomorphic to Cantor set. In fact, the dynamics of a codimension one foliation is well understood. There are many papers on this topic. Let's enumerate a few authors. So I should start with Hector, Candwell and Conlon, Shigenori Matsumoto, and Takashi Inaba. But nevertheless, this topic is investigated since more than 20 years. There are still open questions in codimension one foliation. But in a case of codimension greater than one foliation or foliated spaces, so in this case, this topic is more interesting, and much more difficult. And in fact, there are only a few papers on foliated spaces in codimension bigger than one. So it's time to speak about geometric entropy of foliated spaces. Let's start with compact manifolds with foliation F. So we have a foliated manifold. We chose a finite atlas which covered our manifold. So we have atlas. Yeah, something like this. Yeah, I try to suggest. So an atlas determine holonomy maps. So in our case, we have a local transversal here and local transversal here, and holonomy map, which is defined on a piece of this transversal and has value here. So it's this map. Therefore, we can denote by H1 the finite collection of holonomy maps, by Hn the compositions of n holonomy maps. And we can consider further the holonomy pseudogroup determined by our fixed atlas. So let H1 denote the holonomy pseudogroup. Determined by atlas A, and we can consider the dynamics of this holonomy pseudogroup. So let me recall the definition of entropy of, first of all, entropy of a holonomy of a finitely generated pseudogroup, and then the entropy of geometric interpolation introduced by Gies, Langevin, and Walczak. So, I should introduce one more notion, namely, let P be the disjoint union of this local transversal. So, we say that two points are n epsilon separated if there exists an element H from the set Hn such that those two points belong to the domain of holonomy map H, and the distance between the images H of X and H of Y is greater or equal to epsilon. It's a natural generalization of standard approach given by Bowen. But in this case, in case of Bowen's transformation, we had one map which is defined on a fixed domain. Here we have a family of local homomorphisms defined on different domains. So the definition is a little more difficult. We say that a subset of transversal T is n epsilon separated if any two points x, y in A, distinct two points, are n epsilon separated. So we can define by S n epsilon the maximal cardinality of a subset of X which is n epsilon separated. And we define the entropy, topological entropy of a pseudogroup HA generated by set HI in the following way as a limit as the following limit. So in this way we have a definition of a holonomy pseudogroup. It is known that this definition depends on the way we have chosen the holonomy maps, on the generating set, and many, many other factors. But those authors define the geometric entropy of foliations, or in more general, of foliated spaces in the foliation F on a manifold M with fixed Riemannian metric in the following way. Where the supremum is taken over some collection of finite atlases. So, for each foliated manifold, we can associate this number, which again it depends on a Riemannian metric, but it's a number which depends only on a Riemannian metric, nothing more. Which one? We consider two points which are in the same domain of a holonomy map. So we have here domain of our holonomy map H, and the distance between images is greater than n. This holonomy map is in fact is a composition of n basic holonomy maps. Yeah. Pardon? We can look at it that Riemannian metric is a kind of unit, and if we try to measure the entropy, we measure using this unit. But it's easy to prove that if we have two Riemannian metrics on our foliated manifold, then geometric entropy with respect to first metric is positive, if and only if it's positive with respect to the other. So we can, in this way, we can say about foliated spaces with positive or zero entropy. So let again M F be foliated space. We say that the subset X of M is exceptional minimal set if X is closed, non-empty, X is saturated. It means that if leaf of a foliation touch the set X, then the whole leaf is inside X. And X is minimal with respect to above two conditions. We should add also two more points that X is different than a leaf, singular leaf of our foliation, and if we have a leaf which is in our minimal set, then the closure is the minimal set. Pardon? Yeah. So let's reduce to those three. And the next notion but to visualize this condition, it's better to have those 2 points. So we don't stop. We say that exceptional minimal set X is exotic if X is locally homomorphic to Cartesian product of manifold and non-trivial continua. For example, Cantor set is a trivial continuum. Sierpinski gasket, Sierpinski carpet, something more sophisticated. Pardon? Cantor set interval is trivial. So further, we try to specify what we in fact we understand, but to give a definition which is accepted at the first moment, it's better to say it in this way. Exceptional minimal sets, because if we take an exceptional minimal set and a leaf inside it, the leaf is dense in it. So the behavior or dynamic behavior of this leaf inside this set is very complicated. If we say about minimal set, we can take a single leaf of foliation. A single leaf of foliation, it will be a minimal set, but it isn't exceptional because it can be the dynamics of on the leaf can be very simple.
So any minimal set which is not a single leaf is exceptional.
Yeah. Yeah. So I said that a Cantor set isn't a good example. Isn't a good example here.
So you require that it should be locally connected?
The example which we got are in fact locally connected.
Yeah, but if you say this is the definition, the set should be, the X should be locally connected.
Can we return to this definition a little later? Thanks. So now it's a time for constructions of foliated spaces, and the basic construction is called a suspension of a group. Can be described in the following way. We take a manifold and compact metric space. We considered the group of homomorphies of compact metric space and fundamental group of our manifold, and homomorphies of this group here into this group then we consider a space which is a product of universal cover of B by the set Z and divide the space by relation described in the following way. We identify the points X, Z with G minus Y of X, H of G, Z for G in P1 of B. And then we get that M is Fibers over B with fiber Z, and it's possible to endow our space M with a foliation F with a leaf in the form, so it's P where P is a canonical projection of this Cartesian product onto M. It's also another definition, it's another construction of foliated space, which is construction which we get few months ago, but I think I will only mention it briefly. So we can use a construction of generalized Hirsch foliation. Which looks in the following way. We consider a torus, T torus, two-dimensional torus, which a wormhole in the center, let's say T0, and another 2n wormholes T T1, T2, T2n. So if we consider a group generated by mappings F1, Fn, where Fi is a homomorphism of S1 into S1, and we identify the boundary of the boundary of T2 with the boundary of T0 by F0 and the boundary of T Ti with the boundary of Ti plus N by Fi, then we get a foliated space with holonomy which is exactly this group G. So consider the following problem. For given compact metric space, find a minimal foliated space with positive this entropy and modeled by Z. If I say that the foliated space is modeled by Z, I mean that we have such a fibre. And if we consider such a problem, we consider such a problem and we got some partial answers. So with Hiromishi Nakayama and Pavel Walczak, we prove that if Z is Sierpinski gasket, then we have no solution of this problem by suspension construction. But if we replace Sierpinski gasket by Sierpinski carpet, or Menger space, then we got a foliated minimal space with positive entropy modeled on Z. Moreover, there exists, in a moment I draw and explain. I try to formulate the result and I try to explain what it means. Moreover, we got that exists a codimension to minimal foliated space, which it's transversally homomorphic to Apollonian gasket. Let me explain what does it mean. So Sierpinski gasket is a well-known fractal, but for any case I draw how it look like. So in a case of Sierpinski gasket, we start with a unit triangle. We divide it into 9 smaller triangles of next generation, delete the central one, and repeat the procedure with those smaller triangles. So in a limit case, we get the Sierpinski gasket. Sierpinski carpet gives us the following construction. We start with a unit square. We divide it into 9 pieces. We delete the central one and use the same procedure with the smaller squares. And in a limit case, we get Hessian Finsky carpet. Menger space or Menger sponge can be constructed in the following way. We start with a unit cube, we divide it into 27 pieces, smaller cubes. And so we divide it into 27 smaller cubes. And this time we delete those cubes, smaller cubes, we touch the central points of faces and the central cubes inside. So we delete 7 cubes. And again, repeating this procedure, in a limit case, we get Menger sponge. And the Apollonian gasket is something a little more strange. So maybe I try to visualize it in the following way. So we have something homomorphic to Sierpinski gasket, but two copies. And we try to identify the vertices of our two copies of Sierpinski gasket, and after identification, we inscribe it onto the unit sphere. So we have a sphere unit sphere, and we inscribe it. We can define it in the Apollonian gasket. We can define it the following way, that we are taking a unit square and three balls, which are a tangent, pairwise tangent on the sphere. And then we use something like a circle packing on this object. And again, in limit, we get a fractal, which is homomorphic to locally homomorphic to two copies of Sierpinski gasket. Have I 3 or 4 minutes more? Thanks. Okay, so I can say a few words about exotic lattice action.
Can you use the middle hole over there?
This one?
No, over there.
This one?
Can you use the front pole because it's hiding?
Welcome. So let me express the following result with Stephen Harder. There exists a group G of homomorphism of n-dimensional torus. Okay. So in a case of Sierpinski gasket, each homomorphism of Sierpinski gasket is an isometry. The group of homomorphisms of Sierpinski gasket is finite. It consists of isometries. So if we consider the entropy of this group, we get zero. That is why taking a suspension, we get a minimal set, but with zero entropy, so it isn't a good, it isn't a solution of our problem. We get a foliated space with zero entropy. So it isn't a solution of our problem. In a case of a Sierpinski couplet, we manage to produce a homomorphism with positive entropy. It's a construction, few pages construction, and so it's the first step is produce a homomorphism with positive entropy. The next step is produce a group which is acting on Sierpinski carpet. It is minimal. And pardon? Yeah, not necessary. We can extend this group, taking the next generation, this homomorphism with positive entropy. So we get a minimal group acting on Sierpinski carpet with positive entropy. Taking the suspension, we got what we wanted. In case of Menger space, we notice that in fact, if we take a slice of Menger space with a proper plane parallel to the bottom, we get in intersection a Sierpinski couplet. So we have a positive homomorphism of Sierpinski carpet. But Bestina noticed that if we have something like Z set, it's a notion used by Bestina, and if we have a homomorphism between two Z sets of a Menger sponge, it's possible to extend this homomorphism to the whole Menger sponge. That is why taking a homomorphism with positive entropy on Sierpinski carpet, we can consider it as a homomorphism between two Z sets of a Menger sponge. So we can extend this homomorphism to the whole homomorphism of Menger sponge. But this homomorphism which we start with has positive entropy. So the extended homomorphism has also positive entropy. The minimality is a result which was got by Stark. He constructed a minimal two-generator group acting on Sierpinski on Menger sponge.
So actually, it's a kind of independent
problem. Yeah, but we joined those two problems. If we separate these problems, the solutions are almost trivial. But if we try to find something which satisfies both conditions, it's a little more sophisticated. For Apollonian gasket, it is known that Apollonian gasket is a minimal set of PSL to Z. We can prove that we can find a free group in PL S to Z with positive entropy. Using the result which we got with Pavel Valchak, the entropy of PSL to Z is greater than entropy of this two generator groups, so it's positive. We have a positive group with positive entropy, which is minimal. Again, taking a suspension construction, we got this result. Yeah. It's a limit set for Kreyan group, for Skotky group. If we have a touching. Yeah. So, may I continue this result? So, there, we constructed finitely a group of homomorphisms of n-dimensional torus AT such that group G is isomorphic to LS to Z, and G admits Tn set as its minimal set. Moreover, the restriction of G to this Tn set has positive entropy. So the next question which I can predict, what does it mean a Tn set? So let M be a manifold, compact manifold. UI sequence of open balls such that the intersection of closures is empty set, the union of those balls is dense in our space, and the diameter of UI tends to zero. Then the sequence UI is called a null sequence, and our manifold minus the union of those open balls is called M set. It's the famous result of Weinberg. May I write better to write here? Weinberg showed that Sierpinski coupled is homomorphic to S2 minus null sequence. So it's very useful and powerful tool. I think that my time. So, yeah, we produce a group which is isomorphic to which invariant, minimal invariant set is exactly this set, Tn set, which has positive entropy, which is isomorphic to Sl A to Z. It's also a construction. Words about construction. Wow. Let's try two proper words. So we start with Horus. I choose. Yeah, it's a standard which is generalized to n-dimensional case. In two-dimensional construction, in the basic construction, we start with the torus. We find a family of rational points on the torus. We blow up the torus in this point. We take something like an inverse limit and using some modification of a group which will be able to describe as a limit case of this construction, we got something like this. Yeah. Similar construction we can find in papers, for example, McSwigan papers, or the paper which was written by me, Hilmich Neffermann and Pavel Valchuk. So I think I finish at that moment. Thank you for your attention.
So if you rephrase everything in terms of homeomorphism, the group of homeomorphism instead of the reaction, is there a case where you have a simple homeomorphism that still has a
group homeomorphism, minimal group action on the space?
So, for example, is there a case where you have a simple homeomorphism that as a group you have a positive entropy?
Positive entropy group, a minimal group action. So those results can be expressed in a group action on a manifold or this kind of fractals. But if we use the language of foliation, we can also reflect it, those properties in foliation in foliated spaces.
Can you show us an example where you have a simple homeomorphism?
For example, it's the result of Arts and Overstigen. I don't remember the year. They proved that there is no simple minimal homomorphism on Sierpinski carpet. So we cannot say about simple homomorphism. We can consider a group of homomorphisms.
You get the positive entropy because the group is
in case of Sierpinski carpet, we got a positive entropy because we produced a homomorphism with positive entropy. So the positive entropy was derived from this particular homomorphism with positive entropy.
Singular
element with positive entropy. In general case, it's possible to find a group of finitely generated group of homomorphisms such that each generator has zero entropy, but the group has positive entropy.
Like example C.
This one. In this example, we derive the positive entropy from free action with positive group with positive entropy.
So is it possible that each element has zero entropy and the group has zero entropy?
It's trivial case, but it's also a non-trivial case that we have a finitely generated group such that each element has zero entropy, but the whole group has positive entropy. The entropy of a group depends, in fact, on two factors: the entropy of individual generators and the growth of the group. If the growth is exponential, we can get a positive entropy. Nevertheless, the particular generators have zero entropy.
When you have a finitely generated group and each element has a zero entropy, and the group is like a polynomial group, then you have a zero entropy.
I think so. Yeah. With polynomial growth, we got zero entropy. Yeah, but this result by Starak, he produced a free group with positive entropy. So.
Any other questions? Any other questions? Let's make the speaker again.